51 degrees at 7:36, on our way to 75 degrees, and on our way to checking another first for the Henry Ford Health Cardiac Team. A new investigational heart device made available through a clinical trial approved by the FDA has allowed a West Michigan woman to receive treatment for other medical conditions she's suffering from. Now, WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson going to make some sense out of all of this to fill us in on this new device and procedure. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. 62-year-old retired preschool teacher Janice Couch from Grand Rapids has battled chronic liver disease for 16 years, making her lose weight and feel tired and weak. She also contracted septic arthritis. As a result, her hip joint is bone to bone and has worsened. Janice came to Henry Ford to search for a possible liver transplant or living liver donation to address the cirrhosis of her liver. But the cardiac team at Henry Ford found that her liver and hip condition, along with her lack of energy, was not the only issue. Leaky heart valves were also a major contributor to her condition. So for the first time in history, the cardiac team implanted a new aortic device in Mrs. Couch called the Genevalve Trilogy Heart Valve System. Dr. Tiberio Ferrozzi, one of the three who performed the procedure.
It's a transcatheter aortic valve replacement, which until now is only being done for aortic stenosis, a stuck valve, a calcified rigid valve. This was done for aortic regurgitation. Same valve, very different pathophysiology, very different mechanism of damage. And so the valve that goes in needs to be engineered differently. Needs to be engineered in a way that it stays in place because it doesn't have the rigid calcium to hold it in place. And so this Genevalve technology does just that. It stays in position despite the lack of calcium to hold it in.
Dr. Brian O'Neill and Dr. Didi Wang were also involved in the procedure, which took about an hour and 15 minutes. And that was just for the first time the procedure was ever done. And so Dr. Frazzoli says it'll be even quicker in the future. Mrs. Couch was in for a checkup. She's doing great. And until the heart procedure was done, she was not eligible to get other issues that originally brought her to Henry Ford dealt with, one of which was her hip.
Once I got this procedure done, I got all my energy back. And I was blaming it all on my hip, but it was because my heart wasn't working properly. And I didn't realize that. We say, I got my new heart for Mother's Day, because that was 2 days before Mother's Day. And on my birthday, I'm getting my new hip, July 13th. So that's on the day. So
wow.
Looking forward to that.
Mrs. Couch still waiting for that liver transplant or living liver donation to address the cirrhosis. Dr. Frazzoli says this Genevalve has not yet been FDA approved, but he says he's hopeful it will be soon. He says Mrs. Couch was entered into a research trial, and that's how she was able to receive the heart device.
Once this technology becomes FDA approved, the sooner the better. I'm hoping maybe even, you know, next calendar year, we'll see. There will be a lot of patients that we can now treat. But one of our priorities here at Henry Ford is to maximize our enrollment in this specific trial so that we can help patients just like Janice.
Paul W., another miracle and great success story from the interventional cardiologist at Henry Ford Health.
And we should never take any of those things for granted, though Dr. William O'Neill and his team have been really creating miracles for a very long time now. We're very lucky. We are a city the size of Detroit where people don't need to go elsewhere. I was thinking of this recently. I'm born and raised in Monroe. If there was something really wrong or bad with us, we would go to Toledo or Detroit. But when you're in Detroit, you shouldn't have to go anywhere else, just like if you're in New York or Los Angeles or any of the big cities. Mm-hmm. And we have the doctors. We have the teams. We have the research. We have the development. We have the innovation. We're about to get a brand new building for Henry Ford Health that will bring us right up to where we need to be and then some. Beautiful new all-private rooms, beautiful operating theaters. Henry Ford Hospital is an old hospital. We're talking the main one.
There. I was born there.
You were?
I sure was.
Do they have the statue up yet? indicating that you were born there. I looked for it. I did not see it, but I'm sure I'll see it soon, Lloyd. But the point is, and I'm not saying you're old, but the point is, there are a lot of people that were born there that are even older than you. And to have a new hospital on the way, oh, so much to be proud of and proud for. And in the days ahead, we're going to help them explain to all of our WJR family how we can all participate and help them make the changes necessary so that not only do we have world-class medicine, but we'll have world-class facilities to receive those medical miracles that they're performing all the time. So that's all good news, and I'm glad you were right on top of that. So what do you remember about what do you remember about your birth, Lloyd?
I don't, you know, let me tell you, my mom tells me this. She says, I knew my child's cry out of all of the babies because my voice was deeper than all of the children in the hospital. That's what
she tells me. Fabulous. I love that. I wonder if other mothers feel they know their babies cry when they're amongst a nursery and all the crying that goes on. I think maybe they do, but I love the fact that it was because yours was so deep that you were predestined to being here at WJR.
There you go.
I love
all
that.
Set up.
That's great. All I remember is being born being born feet first. All I remember is first the doctor slapped me, and then my mother slapped me. So that's all I really remember from my birth. Babies not yet born that are listening in because they don't have cars that don't have AM radios, because there are AM radios in heaven, I've been assured. And some pretty good people on those radios that left us and are up there. Babies, if you're listening, trust me, come out head first. It's just going to be better for you all the way around. Do not come out feet first just because you're anxious to hit the ground running. Don't do it. It's just, no one's happy. I mean, they're all happy that we're out and we're alive, but come out head first, babies. Just a little word to the wise from some experience here. Thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Thank goodness you had that low voice when you were born. So when you were crying, and your mom said, that's my boy. He's going to be a big deal on WJR radio someday. And the dream continues here, Lloyd. Thank you much. It is 744 at 760 WJR.